Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Don't Bargain with the Devil by Sabrina Jeffries, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Richmond, Surrey, late April 1824.
Dear Charlotte, how thoughtless of your drawing instructor to quit just before the Easter term begins. At least you have Miss Seton to help you until you can replace the irresponsible woman. Though I do hope she's grown out of what you called her inability to think before speaking. Your friend and cousin, Michael.
Lucinda Seton needed an impressive suitor, and she needed one now. A prince would be her first choice, but she'd settle for a duke or even a marquis, preferably one who was filthy rich. Not that she cared about riches, oh no. Expensive phaetons tearing neck or nothing through town made her wretch, and hothouse roses made her sneeze. Jewels were rather nice, but a lot of trouble to watch out for when strolling with one's maid in the parks. No, she wanted an impressive suitor for one reason only, to make Peter Burns eat his words. Tears stinging her eyes, she paced the bedroom at Mrs. Harris's school for young ladies that would be hers for the next few weeks. Fie on that wretch! She jerked a shawl from her half-unpacked trunk. How could she still be crying over him? And how could that heartless blackguard choose some milk-and-water miss over her? The memory of their humiliating exchange at last Saturday's ball made her cringe as she tucked her shawl into the chest of drawers. Bad enough that she'd foolishly asked him how they stood, but his answer...
Given my new position in society, Lucy, I require a more suitable wife, someone of a settled and responsible disposition, not a hot-blooded hoyden.